Here's Slim Forsyth.
There's a singing waterfall in the mountains far away, and that's where I long to be at the close of every day. That's where my sweetheart's sleeping down beneath the clay. Oftentimes I wonder why I ever roamed away. We'd meet there in the evening as the sun was sinking low, and listen to the waters as they sang soft and low. But now she's gone to heaven, I'm left here all alone. Tonight, my darling, sleeping by that singing waterfall. Last night as I lay dreaming, I heard my darling call. And then I went to meet her by the singing waterfall. As we stood there together, precious moments I recall. As I held her close, I kissed her by that singing waterfall. We'd meet there in the evening as the sun was sinking low, and listen to the waters as they sang soft and low. But now she's gone to heaven, I'm left here all alone. Tonight, my darling, sleeping by that singing waterfall. There's a singing waterfall in the mountains far away.
Well, after Gavin's fine introduction, it was nice to hear a fine song. Tell me about that song, Slim.
Well, that is a song, the very first Hank Williams song that I ever learned to play. It's not one of his better known numbers. It's called The Singing Waterfall, and it has a special place in my heart. I always like to send it out to my dear mother, Betty.
How nice. Is Betty still with us?
No, Betty is down beneath the clay, too, since I was 4 years old. I've named this beautiful Martin guitar after her. This is Betty.
Wow. Did you say since you were
4 years old?
Your mom passed?
Yeah.
Wow. I've been thinking a lot about my mom, especially this week, because her birthday would have been yesterday.
Gosh.
Although I was fortunate enough to have her a little, well, quite a bit longer than that.
Well, I've been thinking about my dad, because my dad passed away on the winter solstice, the longest night of the year back in 2001, so 16 years since we said goodbye to Frank Forsyth.
Slim,
and it was just about a year ago when my Uncle Bill, his kid brother, left us.
Mm. Slim Forsyth, you might know, I hope you know, if you're a fan of music in and about these parts. He's a versatile musician. He's had gospel projects. He's had country projects, solo ensembles, just a lot of fun. And you've got something happening tonight. What's that going to be?
Well, speaking of versatility, Larry,
yes,
you know, I am all about classic country, mountain gospel, and bluegrass, but every once in a while, I like to mix it up a little bit and get together with my brothers in surf.
I forgot Irish, too, by the way.
Oh, yes. Every year in March, three or four shows from Slim's Irish band.
Yes, your brothers in surf, this would
be Turbosonics.
The Turbosonics,
and
I like it.
And we've got this thing now, and I think we're in our ninth or tenth year, our annual Surfing Christmas show at Needs Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be tonight at 7 o'clock, nice early start, at the corner of 55th and Butler Street in Lawrenceville. I think they're listening in right now, so I want to say hi to Jimmy Need and my dear cowboy sweetheart, Patsy.
Do you think they're sitting amongst the Naugahyde at Needs?
You remembered Naugahyde. She'll be very, very thrilled that you remembered. But yes, they're listening in from the friendly precincts of Needs Hotel, where tonight I'll take the stage, or perhaps I should say the space between the cooler and the Pennsylvania lottery machine, and hold forth with the Turbo Sonics. And in that vein, I'd like to do a song that kind of got that whole surfing Christmas thing started back about 10 years ago now. Unfortunately, you know, I try to stay clear of controversy, but there has been some controversy that has surfaced around this song. In fact, there are some who say, I stole it from the Beach Boys. But Larry, when you think about it, the Beach Boys stole it from Chuck Berry. I just stole it back. Here is Surfin' Lawrenceville. If everybody had a notion to never mind a little shiver, they'd see that we don't need no ocean. We got the Allegheny River. So grab your baby and a six-pack and never mind the chill. And pretty soon you'll be surfing, surfing Lawrenceville. Yeah, the chicks at Zombo's, they dig that crazy cat. And you can take it down Hambone's, but that ain't where it's at. 'Cause me and my little cowgirl, we're up at Needs Hotel. Tonight we're gonna go surfing, surfing Lawrenceville. Well, inside, outside Lawrenceville, inside, outside Lawrenceville, inside, outside Lawrenceville, inside, outside, me and my little cowgirl, we're dying Needs Hotel. Tonight we're gonna go surfing, surfing Lawrenceville. Yeah, we're gonna go surfing, surfing Lawrenceville. Everybody's gone surfing, surfing Lawrenceville.
I think you fixed it. I like it. Surfing Lawrenceville. And that, you know, you're right. You got it back from, you can give it back to Chuck Berry when you're done with it, and we'll all be square again.
We're doing another Chuck Berry song in its own right tonight, too. We once a year, we do Run, Run, Rudolph. You'll be happy
great,
to know. If you like that, just imagine that with me being backed up by one of Pittsburgh's finest power trios on Scorch and electric lead guitar, Jason Truckenbrode, bass, Keith Caldwell, drums, Timmy Clady, the Turbo Sonics, and we are going to really rock the joint tonight.
That should be a great night. I mean, it's a perfect night to go out. You're probably not working, not only tomorrow is Sunday, but it's also Christmas Eve. Slim has a new recording out, which we'll talk about maybe after the next song. But I'm excited because it's on vinyl as well as CD. And it's so exciting to me to have a brand new vinyl record in my hand right here. It's like an old friend, you know. My hands are exactly the right distance apart as I'm holding it. And I can actually read the print that's on it, which is nice.
You don't need a microscope to read the liner
notes. Yeah, and Slim, I would say that's about a life-size, just about a life-size picture of Slim on the cover. You couldn't do that on a CD unless Slim was much smaller than he is.
That is a beautiful Heather Mull photograph. She did the entire photo shoot, two different places, front and back cover, very talented photographer. That's on Get Hip, on the Get Hip Folk Series. I'm thrilled to be out on vinyl.
That's great, and congratulations to Zach and company. Get Hip is also a record store in Dormont, right?
Well, in the North Side.
Oh, the North Side.
Right above Johnny Angel's Ginchy Stuff.
Shame
and
on
the
me.
Bicycle Museum, in Manchester.
Why was I thinking Dormont? I get
confused. Maybe when you see me, you think of Slim Bryant, who...
He lived in Dormont.
Lived in Dormont and taught music on the Potomac Avenue
yes,
there. But
did.
Don't be mistaken, folks. The Get Hip Record Store and their warehouse and worldwide headquarters. But now on the second floor, they've recently opened a record store, which is open today from noon to 8, and tomorrow from noon to 6, I think. And they have acres of vinyl.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Including my new release. This is Slim Forsythe.
This is Slim Forsythe, which I like, too. When I saw that at first, it took me back to an album called This Is Tom Jones. You know, and there were a lot
of... Well, that's not unusual.
Okay, pussycat. Well, bajimba.
How about I do a song from the new record?
I would love to hear that. By the way, that Hank Williams song you opened up with, I noticed, is on the new record,
too. That's right. Well, the beautiful thing about this record, I got to do 5 songs from my heroes, my influences, including that Hank Williams song. And then I did 5 songs of my own. Here's an original composition of mine from the record entitled Slim Forsythe's Swingin' Monongahela Blues. Monongahela. One, two, I met a gal from Cleveland with a lake wind in her hair. And before too long, her beauty stole my heart. 3, 4, we wed beneath an August moon beside those waters fair. And promised we would never, ever part. On the banks of the Ohio, her love for me grew cold. I tried, but there was nothing I could do. So I left her on the Allegheny. Now I'm down here growing old. Me and my Monongahela Blue. I took a train to Minnesota. I rode a Greyhound bus to Maine, trashed a bungalow in Buffalo, but it always ends the same. So now I'm staying home in Pittsburgh. I got no more love to lose. Just me and my Monongahela Blue. Now there ain't too many rivers in this great land flowing north, but all my dreams of true love have gone south. Oh, great Monongahela, though you flow for all you're worth, there'll be no more confluence for me now. I took a train to Minnesota. I rode a Greyhound bus to Maine, trashed a bungalow in Buffalo, but it always ends the same. So, Larry, I think I'm staying home in Pittsburgh, brother. I got no more love to lose, just me and my Monongahela Blues. Me and my Monongahela Blues. Monongahela.
I don't know which one's the hit single, the Surf in Lawrenceville, the Monongahela Blues. Linda just wrote to say how much she's enjoying it. Patsy just checked in.
Hi, sweetheart.
And she says, yes, Nagahide. Merry Christmas to SLB. Nagahide, the Nagas had been an endangered species, but city council has ruled that there's plenty of Nagas to go around now, so you don't have to worry.
Well, that's good. A comforting thought.
A comforting thought, indeed. Slim, it's just, you're singing better than ever, and not
I feel good.
Yeah,
feel good.
You really.
It's funny. My range has gone up.
Do you think? Yeah.
I mean, I used to do songs 6-8 years ago, like in the key of C or the key of D, and now I do them in G. It's like I can't believe I sang that low. You know, so. Yeah, I think my voice is getting a little stronger. And
you know, we were joking about Tom Jones earlier,
yeah.
And I like Tom Jones. I
Me
think
too.
Tom Jones. I've loved
him. I used
him.
To watch his TV show.
Yeah,
every
since
week.
I was a kid, he still is out performing, and he's got chops. He still is singing amazingly. Some of his songs he's had rearranged, and a few drop down lower, so he can hit. What are new high notes, but he's still an amazing performer. So you've got lots of performing years in your life ahead of you coming soon, and it's just great to hear. I hate to say you get better with age, because it sounds like you started not good, but hopefully we're all getting better with age, right?
Well, frankly, Larry, when I started out, I wasn't that good.
Oh, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Getting better, though. Getting better.
Nah, you've always been such a pleasure to listen to, I think because it's clear your love of the songs, and you've got it in your blood, too.
Well, I do feel that way. Hey, I want to say hi to Zach Keim, who's listening from the Get Hip store. He promised he'd be tuning in.
Well, that's good. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Zach. Label mate.
Yes, there he is, the label mate.
Well, I've got a really cool one to do for you now, Larry. And this is another song we'll be doing tonight at Surfing Christmas at Needs Hotel. It's my Spanish Beach number.
Spanish
There's
Beach.
A little bit of a story to it now. Because you may remember, way back in the 90s, I managed ATS.
I did. Pittsburgh's I forgot about that, yes.
Power Trio. But before that, in the mid to late 80s, I was a huge ATS fan. And I would go to their shows, and they used to have one of the guys in the band, Josh Arnson, who left around the early 90s. But he would do this song called Vamos a la Playa, which means let's go to the beach. And I did a little research on it yesterday, but when I started kicking around this idea of a surf rock, rockabilly, surf and Christmas set with the Turbo Sonics, I remembered this song that Josh used to do. And it was all in Spanish. And I thought, gosh, that would be a fabulous number if me and the Turbo Sonics could work that baby up. Well, I had to learn the words. And they're in Spanish. Now, I've had 5 years of Spanish in high school, like a lot of folks my age. We probably all learned the same dialogue that was, Hola, Isabel, ¿cómo estás? And kind of went downhill from
there.
Well,
right. You learned to say things like, please tell me where the library is.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because that the idea was I went and did some research on this song, and I began to try to learn the actual Spanish lyrics. And after about two lines, I said, the heck with this. I'm just going to fill it in with phrases I remember from my high school Spanish. So that's what we do. I'm going to sing it once for you, and then I'll give the English translation, and then sing it one more time. And we call it Cuando Vamos a la Playa. Ready? Cuando vamos a la playa, necesitamos más cerveza, corazonito de la agua, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Cuando vamos a la playa, justamente que te digo, mi cabeza no comprende, porque no gustas el helado. Cuando vamos a la playa, chiquito vaso ahora mismo, mi carrito de montaña, tengo que buscar un libro. Cuando vamos a la playa, se me olvidó el cuaderno. Mi cabeza no comprende, porque no gustas el helado. It means, when are we going to the beach? We need more beer. My sweetheart of the water, where is the library? When are we going to the beach? This is exactly what I've been trying to tell you. And I don't understand why you don't like ice cream. When are we going to the beach? Little girl, we gotta go right now. My darling of the mountain, I have to look for a book. When are we going to the beach? I've forgotten my notebook, and I still can't get my head around the idea that you don't like ice cream. Cuando vamos a la playa, necesitamos más cerveza, corazonito de la agua, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Cuando vamos a la playa, justamente que te digo,
Mi cabeza no comprende por qué no gustas el helado. Cuando vamos a la playa, chiquito vaso ahora mismo. Mi querido de montaña, tengo que buscar un libro. Cuando vamos a la playa, se me olvidó el cuaderno. Mi cabeza no comprende por qué no gustas el helado. Mi cabeza no comprende por qué no gustas el helado.
Slim Forsyth at the Saturday Light Brigade. I like it. I've always
catch on.
Absolutely, it's perfect. And I even got the library line, which I like. The things they teach you, at least when you and I we're not far from the same age. When you and I took I took German, and the things they taught me in German were things, you know, wo ist das Bibliothek? You know, why.
Well, my sweetheart likes to say, no matter where you start when you begin to speak Spanish, sooner or later you are asking, where is the library?
Yeah. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. The great Slim Forsyth is here with us today. And you can learn more about Slim, Google him, or
Facebook
is a good way to do it. A quick note of thanks: if you've supported SLB during our December donor drive, thanks to Jane of Squirrel Hill for your generous donation, and also to Ed and Deb of Mount Lebanon for your support. We've truly had a terrific drive so far. We're just over 21,000. It's actually $21,024, putting us at about approximately 84.048% of our goal, approximately. we're hoping to make it to 25,000 by the end of the year. If you enjoy live radio that builds community, we hope you'll consider supporting it. Just go to slbradio.org/donate or call Ricky at 412-200-5975 and she can process a donation. Thank you. And enough said. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. We're glad to be here live. Slim, I can tell Slim's thinking about his next song. He's putting a lot of thought into this.
I'd just like to take care of a couple of quick items.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to say that that song,
oh,
Vamos a la Playa, which was actually about a nuclear explosion.
Yeah, and this was an ATS
it
song?
It was written in 1983 by Stefano Ricci and Carmelo La Bionda.
Ah.
So it really was written by some Spanish guys.
And wow.
ATS just started performing it in the late 80s.
I'm trying to remember the guys in ATS. Do you remember?
Like the back of my hand, Evan Naur.
Oh, gosh.
Kip Ruffel on drums, Mike Marcinko on bass, and the two guitar players and singer-songwriters. Mike Marcinko, all of them wrote songs, but Evan and Josh Arntzen wrote a lot of the songs.
Yeah, it's a great band. That takes you back a little bit.
Well, Plowman's Lunch just got back together
recently,
and Car Sickness got back together. It's been kind of a reunion sort of year.
We're going to get Reed Pally here.
Wow, that'd be great. That'd be great. Hey, I want to say hi to Mary Jo Cole. Speaking of pillars of Pittsburgh's live music scene, we promised we'd give her a shout.
Hey, Mary Jo.
She does a lot of booking and just works.
Well, she was featured in City Paper this week,
right.
Too.
There was a beautiful article in this week's City Paper on Mama Jo, Mary Jo Cole, dear friend, and always spreads the word about what I'm doing up and down Butler Street in Lawrenceville, and I really appreciate that. And I also wanted to say hello to all the Forsyths listening through the wonders of modern-day cyberspace technology, all my cousins and brothers and aunts and uncles and my sons, my two sons, Scotty and Sam. I love all of you, and hope you're listening in and enjoying the show.
How nice. I'm glad we have all the Forsyths here. There isn't a Gina Forsyth in your family, is there?
Not that I know of.
There's one that works here at the museum that just
occurred. Oh, no, wait, that there's a Gina Forsyth. She's not here at the museum. That's Gina Evans. I'm thinking of another Gina, though. But we'll work on that. We'll compare address books later.
Well, Larry, at this point in the broadcast, with your kind permission, Mr. Interlocutor, I'd like to do my beloved holiday classic, Slim Forsyth's Steel Town Christmas.
Ah, I was hoping we'd hear this today.
It's getting dark now by 5 o'clock. It's gonna be cold tonight. There's a storm coming later for the Steeler game, but there ain't a cloud in sight. They're just a couple of planets, a few early stars, and a full moon rising bright on a Steel Town Christmas. I took a 91A down Butler Street after dinner at Needs Hotel. Sat across from a grandma and her old granddad. They were bursting with a story to tell of when she was a beauty and he was a strong man working at the J&L and their Steel Town Christmas. Steel Town Christmas. I hopped off the bus at 7th and Penn. I heard the tale that the carolers told. They're singing about good King Wenceslas. I could see their breath in the cold. Mark my footsteps, loyal page. Step within them boldly. It's just a Steel Town Christmas. Now clouds passing over the moon above, a chill runs through the air. My footsteps echo off the Smithfield Bridge, I'm heading for Station Square. Thinking of the one I left behind, will I find her anywhere in this Steel Town Christmas? I took the incline up Mount Washington and I looked down on the town. Heard a crowd going crazy at the Steeler game. I saw the tailgaters throwing them down. And as a barge slid underneath the Fort Pitt Bridge, the snow came falling down on a Steel Town Christmas. On a Steel Town Christmas. Just a Steel Town Christmas. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
Slim Forsyth at the Saturday Light Brigade. Linda has been listening to your songs, and she's really enjoying the music, and especially the Lawrenceville references. She just said to note, because she grew up in Lawrenceville.
I wandered into this magical place. I've been off and on for 37 years. I moved into Lawrenceville in 1981, been away back, but I love it, and it's just great living there.
Yeah, Ben has said hello. Craig, listening in Macon, Georgia. A lot of folks listening, and if you want to, Slim still has about another 15 minutes or so to play. Let somebody know that they can listen at slbradio.org. That website right on the front page has a little widget that you can click on, or you can listen it, tune in, or stream a simple radio, all sorts of easy-to-use apps, or you could actually go to the radio and listen. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, 88.3 FM is where you'll find Slim or any of our other affiliates between all between, generally speaking, 88.1 and 91.9, unless you're in Charleston, where it's 96.3.
Well, every time I come back, your list of affiliates has grown, and I just think it's beautiful to listen to you run through all these broadcast stations where the show can be heard, and of course online worldwide. And I always like to do a little bit of research just to kind of refresh my memory and see again the beautiful things you do not only Saturday in the studio but throughout the week, as you said in the online donation pitch just a little while ago. And it's very gratifying to just have played a small role in all of that over the last 10 years or so now.
Oh, yeah, you.
With an appearance now and then. But what you do, Larry, is just a wonderful thing, you and Ricky here and your staff. And you're a Pittsburgh institution, and it's always wonderful to be back on the Saturday Light Brigade.
We love having you here.
Well, this is turning into a real love fest.
Indeed, indeed. Let me... I'll get our boots
glad
out.
Glad we got past all that controversy about surfing Lawrenceville.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
We probably have time, I'm guessing, for a couple more songs.
Oh, that's great.
Given our propensity to chit-chat.
Well, you know what I'd like to do? We've talked about my dear mother, Betty, and my dad, Frank Forsyth. I'd like to send a song out to my stepmother, Mary, the woman who raised me. But it's a song, it's a Patty Griffin song called Mary, and it's about Mary, Jesus's mom, but it's also about every Mary, and it's also about every mother. And a dear friend of mine introduced me to this song 7 or 8 years ago, and I've almost never performed it live, but I have sung it to myself many times, once or twice. I have performed it, but it's a beautiful Christmas song. I think I'm going to try to do it tonight. I'm going to play a short opening set at Needs Hotel and then hold forth with the Surf and Slim set with my brothers in surf, the Turbo Sonics. That gets started tonight at 7 at Needs Hotel. But let me give this one a try. I kind of do it my way, but it's called Mary. Mary, you're covered in roses, you're covered in ashes, you're covered in rain, you're covered in baby, covered in slashes, you're covered in wilderness, you're covered in stain. You cast aside the sheet, you cast aside the shroud of another man who served the world proud. You greet another son, you lose another one on some sunny day, and always you stay Mary. Jesus said, Mother, I couldn't stay another day longer. He flies right past and plants a kiss upon her face, while the angels are singing his praise in a blaze of glory. Mary sticks around and starts picking up the place. Oh, Mary, you're covered in roses, you're covered in ruin, you're covered in secrets, you're covered in treetops, covered in birds who can sing a million songs without any words. You cast aside the sheet, you cast aside the shroud of another man to serve the world proud. You greet another son, you lose another one on some sunny day, and always you stay Mary. Mary. Mary, Mary.
I like the way you did that song. Very nicely done.
That's for you, Mom.
Slim Forsyth, you can look for him tonight at Needs Hotel, 7:30. 7:30.
Seven o'clock.
So it's a nice early show. You can relax and enjoy hearing some surf music fronted by Slim with a great band behind him. It should be a lot of fun. They're plumping up the Naga Hide now make sure you're comfortable.
Let me say this about the sort of the flow of the show. I'll probably do a short, real short opening set just to kind of welcome everybody, a little traffic control, lay down the ground rules. And then we'll probably do the Surf and Slim set with the Turbosonics backing me up. And that'll be a lot of rockabilly, some old rock and roll, and some original stuff. Some rock and country, even some turbo gospel.
Very nice.
What we like to call sacred sonics.
Yes.
And then they take over. Now, these guys they really take this seriously. Classic instrumental surf rock, a la Dick Dale, The Ventures, and lots of other obscure guys that I don't know, but surf rock aficionados certainly do, and they love this stuff. And it's instrumental. And they can go a solid hour and a half, 2 hours. We'll see how it goes. But one time I heard a band down, I live at Need's Hotel. I live up on the third floor. And I saw Jimmy Need the next day. I said, "Wow, Jimmy, there was a band playing down there last night. I think they were the loudest band that's ever played at Need's Hotel." And without batting an eye, I said, "No, Slim. The loudest band that ever played at Need's Hotel is the Turbosonics." But we've reined them in a little bit, so you don't have to bring your earplugs. And when they back me up, they turn it down to about 9.5, I guess. But it's definitely a louder, faster, harder, Slim set. But we just have a blast with it, and I'm excited. I get as excited about this as I do about the Irish shows that come around. And I'll be playing an electric guitar. Yeah, Old Slim's going electric for the Surf and Slim set, so that's worth the price of admission in and of itself, especially since there's no cover charge.
Slim, thank you for being here today. What are you going to close up with?
Well, I would like to close with a Gillian Welch song that I just dearly love. And this one's called Red Clay Halo. And now the girls all dance with the boys from the city, but they don't care to dance with me. Now it ain't my fault if the fields are muddy and the red clay hangs over me. Well, it's under my nails and it's under my car and it clings to my Sunday clothes. I do my best with soap and water, but the damn dirt just won't go. But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? Well, it's mud in the spring and it's dust in the summer and it glows in a crimson tide till the trees and the rocks and the cows are the color of the dirt from the mountainside. But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? Well, thank you for your kind attention, folks. It's been a joy and a blessing to play for you today here on the Saturday Light Brigade. What you got right here is the old Northern Tier boy, Slim Forsyth, signing off for now. And may the good Lord hold you in the palm of his hand till we meet again on that long lost highway. Now Jordan's banks are steep and ruddy and her streaming waters wide. I have no boat, so I'll be good and muddy when I get to the other side. But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? But when I pass through the pearly gates, will my gown be gold instead? Or just a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head? I'll take a red clay robe with red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head.
Slam Forsyth, thank you for being with us today.